how did you find this invisible, this unseen? How did you make contact? I noted some words by Lucas Barfus in his opening words, quote, wherever we may be, among friends, enemies, beneath the sky, in the shadows of the tower, whether we are lost or tracked, we shall be touched. Pages changed, we will make pose contact. This contact also meant some hunting, which is also a word that we find recurring in the book. Although perhaps not the hunting of the hunters, but you had to. It was a long project, so perhaps you can give us an idea of how it got going.
Yeah, I just tried to wrap up the project because it's a six-year project, 7 years actually. I've been working on, which started for me being terribly lazy, trying to actually, like, my practice really comes from drawing. So I thought, like, if I take an animal skin, animal hair fur, dip it into ink and print it onto paper, this would make a drawing, so I don't have to draw it myself. Which was kind of a starting, one of the starting points. And just please pass it around. And the whole project actually had a crucial point when I was showing the print of a hair at Kunsthaus Zurich in an exhibition, and lots of people approached me saying, like, "Oh, could you not print my cat? Or could you print my dog?" And it has this. It was like the first showing, it was like a very clear sign that people are very sensitive when it comes to human-animal relations. Like, it's a very personal thing. Like, people love their cats, love their dog, they want to have images of it. And I thought that, like, if I start making this as a service, if I start making prints as a service, this might be financially interesting, but artistically it's not. And so I just decided, that evening, I'm going to print just every animal I need to print until I've had a polar bear on the printing plate. Then I'll stop. So the book is about that. There are all the animals in the book that I printed to get to that polar bear. And for me, the fun part of the project was actually to do this whole research, this whole network stunt to actually have access to a polar bear, which also meant it included a lot of people. Like, there was lots of collaborations with natural scientists. I also talked to people from the humanities, so like ethicists. Is that the right word? There's one guy who has a chair at the University of Bern about animal ethics. I just wanted to know which is the right polar bear to be. Well, what can I?
It's probably a philosopher.
No, it's ethics. It's ethics, actually. But philosophy was included anyway. I mean, it's a lot to find out, and it was a good. It was like a good, it was a good vehicle to actually meet a lot of people, and also with Tommy Wolfensberger, who loves polar bears, and which was a great luck in this whole production, because without him it wouldn't have been possible to actually do it, because we had to find out how to actually print these huge sized animals. Worst case scenario was like a 500 kilo polar bear in the dark with below zero temperatures, maybe sedated for 15 minutes and in the Arctic. How would you do that? How can you make a print like
so
that?
So all the animals were alive. I just wanted to ask that. Because you said animal skins, so I wondered.
That was the one thing. I started with animal skins. Like, the first print I ever did was a sheep. That was just a skin. Then I bought the hare, or the rabbit I printed was actually, there was nothing in it. So it was just kind of like a puppet, but it was. It was prepared for being for going to a taxidermist. So it was not stuffed, there was nothing in it, but it was like soft skin prepared to be ready. And I also checked that if I can print just the polar bear skin, you know, you can buy these in all kinds of stores. It's it's expensive, but you can buy it. And I looked at it and thought, like, it looks like a carpet. And what's actually really interesting, which is also part of the title of the book, it's about contact. It's like contact also implies that there's weight on it, like there's, it touches. So I was much more interested in an animal printing by its own weight than just printing the skin of an animal. And which also opens up again. I mean, I love these openings that suddenly come up, because suddenly you think about the shroud with Jesus on it in Torino. That's also like printed by his own weight, because I don't know if you know that thing. There's like, they say there's a print of Jesus on a linen cloth hanging.
His sweaty face.
You know what it is. But it's kind of the same technique. So technically, we're pretty close to it. And I just. Just this whole story is full of openings. And to bring it back to the book, Lucas was always part of the crew, or like somebody I exchanged with a lot. I mean, we've been working together for long, but it's like the first time we actually published something. So that's pretty nice, actually, that this was possible with this project.